Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
Today's topic is how to incorporate your own interests at work. And this came about, I was having dinner with a friend who was telling me that she can't wait to retire so that she can get to her own interests. And I thought, that's kind of sad. I mean, I own my own company. We do. Yeah. So we always incorporate our own interests.
Right.
But I realize that people have interests that they don't necessarily fit into their current job.
Yes.
And many people come to me for career coaching where they no longer want to have a job that doesn't incorporate their interests. So sometimes it's too big a career change for them. They're afraid of that.
Yeah.
But sometimes they can. They can actually, within their own company, they can shift into something similar but different.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because they have different, as their interests grow. And as we age, our interests do grow.
Right, they do. Well, and I think it's interesting. I think it's actually a great kind of creative project to think about if you have an interest, how you could incorporate it into your work. I have a client who actually works in a financial company, but he's really interested in artificial intelligence. And he actually started a task force within the company studying artificial intelligence and how it can be applied to financial models.
Wow.
So that to me is a creative solution to bringing what he cares about into work.
Yeah. I know, you know, many people all, you know, are very interested in technology, and that kind of transition can happen in companies. We're going to bring in a new software. We're going to bring in something new. And it works. But, you know, your interest could be cooking, or they could be driving or
music.
Art. Right. And it may not fit. But is it time to potentially move into a different industry? That's something you have to ask yourself. Or if there's a way you can bring it into the company, maybe it's you organize events and you have some music or cooking. But, you know, I think it's worth thinking about how do I bring my interest into my daily work so that it's not just tedious to me. And if, you know, let's say writing is something you really have grown to enjoy.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a newsletter your company needs. Maybe there's some kind of internal communication that they're interested in. Maybe you can write something about the company that gets published.
Right.
But think about how you can incorporate your interests at your current job. You may have to start a side gig.
Yeah. Or you could start a charity project that is about contributing to a good cause that incorporates something you really like to do. Mm-hmm. Like I'm thinking of, there was an individual who loves running, and so they created, a workplace marathon.
Right.
I don't think it was 22 miles, but it was. and then picked the cause. In this case, it was multiple sclerosis, MS. So, you know, so they got to, on the one hand, corral everyone to do this thing that she enjoys doing, and on the other hand, raise money for a good cause within the company.
Yeah.
That's great.
So have you ever, is there something you were interested in and we incorporated it?
Writing.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for me, it was speaking. Books. I really wanted to speak.
Yeah. Actually, years and years and years ago, when I was a Peace Corps volunteer, which is part of my history, I really had fun writing jingles for the radio. And they were traffic safety jingles in Ponopean because I loved learning language. But then I just wanted to kind of play with this notion of writing
That's
a
fun.
Song. So, I mean, I'm I'm not proud of the songs that I wrote, but it was a good example of using your interest and playing with it at work.
Yeah. And I know we both always wanted a radio program. I really wanted a radio program before I knew you because I like talking. Mm-hmm. And I certainly pitched.
And you're so good at it.
I pitched a lot. Yeah. And it never happened. But then, of course, radio died. And then this is the new form. Yeah, it's the podcast. So I'm, you know, love this. So, but that's the opportunity we had is having our own business is that we could always incorporate what we were interested in.
So you just have to create your own opportunity within whatever you're doing.
Well, I think you, I guess the challenge I'm suggesting is that you don't just say, okay, well, that's not my job here. You know, this is just my hobby.
Yeah.
My job is my job. But to think about it, if there's a way that you could incorporate your hobby into the work you're doing or if the company needs it. I just think, I think it's worth thinking about rather than, you know, I have my work life, then I retire and I get to do the things I enjoy.
Right.
I think there's
an
opportunity to do it sooner than that.
I think you're right, Kathy. And I'm even thinking of, you know, if you're environmentally oriented, like you could start a whole campaign within your company where you're either talking about making the building greener or coming up with amazing recycling or composting or whatever, but something that really brings that to the forefront.
If fitness is your thing, I think you can start a noon, a lunchtime fitness class. And we know somebody who was a nurse and fitness yoga really became her passion.
Yes,
and
yes.
she now does yoga for cancer patients at a hospital, the hospital she was working at. She was able to transition her career in that direction. It was pretty, took a while for them to buy into it, but that was a nice thing to see. So it's worth thinking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It sounds like part of what you're saying is don't, you have to push past the no in your own mind that come up, right? That may come up.
Right. You think you have, so she was a nurse. She thought, you know, okay, well, that's one path. You know, I work in a hospital, I'm a nurse, and that's all, that's it.
That's it. Yeah.
And she actually was able to transform it.
Yeah.
And so she's a good example, but I've seen many examples of people. You know, I saw somebody become a graphic designer in their company because they really got, just developed a passion for it, and they were in marketing, but they were able to shift into something different. It's possible. So it's just a challenge to think about that.
Yeah. Right, and you also mentioned something that to me sounds like, well, if you can't think of how to incorporate it immediately, you may want to develop it outside of work still, right? So there could be a course that you want to take or a group you want to be a part of, and maybe it is by participating in that thing that you get ideas of how to bring it to the workplace.
Back to work. Yeah,
it's not one or the other.
Yeah, no either or black and white thinking.
right, get over that.
All right, well, so that's it for this My Crazy Office Overtime. Join us next time, and between now and then, we hope you're able to incorporate your interests at work.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.